Our ancestors believed there were realms in this world where the supernatural beings lived. In the sky lived the great clan of the Thunderbirds, the birds of the winter ceremonial, another realm beneath the earth, where everything was backward and dwelled the ghosts. But the richest realm of all was beneath the sea. This is the story of how our people learned of the undersea world. The people of the village were fearful. Fishing had been poor for a long time. Their stores of dried fish were almost gone. Winter would soon be upon them, and they might starve. Every day the village fishermen went out to the sea and let down their nets. They fished and fished and caught nothing. The sea seemed without life. One day the fishermen took their canoes off Bird Island. There they let their nets sink deeper and deeper into the cold waters. Then they waited. After a while, there was a strong tugging at the lines. The fishermen knew something very large must be in the net. It took all hands to pull the heavy net up and heave it into the canoe. Tangled in the net was a strange being, like nothing the fishermen had ever seen before. It was clothed in seaweed, and it appeared to be something like a man, but it had huge front teeth and scraggly hair. The creature lay there making a squeaking noise. Finally it spoke. "You do not know me, so I will tell you. I am Puguis, the merman. I am part man and part fish. I dwell in the world beneath the sea. I am chief messenger of Gumukwe, the lord who controls the wealth of the ocean. I am his trusted messenger. With the help of the gulls and loons and sawbill ducks, I carry the will of Gumukwe throughout his undersea domain." The astonished fishermen listened and stared at the strange creature. They didn't know what to do. They were afraid if they let Puguis go, he might tell Gumukwe about his captors. The mighty ruler of the sea might get angry and send many more storms. The fishermen would never have any luck fishing again. "I know what you're thinking," said Puguis. "You're thinking that if you let me go, I will tell Lord Gumukwe. I can understand. You might well be afraid of me, and you certainly should be afraid of my master. But let us strike a bargain." Then Puguis explained to the fishermen that if they would release him to his ocean home, he would talk to his master about the fishermen's kindness and about their poor fishing that they had endured. "When Lord Gumukwe realizes that you freed me and that you know of his existence, perhaps life will be better for you," said Puguis. "And my thanks, I will give you my mask and my song as a gift." The fishermen looked at one another. They knew they had no choice but to send this powerful creature back to the deep. So they accepted the offer. They could only hope their good will would please Lord Gumukwe, and that he would improve the fishing and protect them from the great storms. So the fishermen freed Puguis from the net, and he flopped into the water. The fishermen looked at one another, and one of them said, "He didn't leave us his mask or his song. Maybe he tricked us, maybe he lied." Another fisherman cried, "No, the supernatural ones do not lie." Suddenly a shower of bubbles rose from the sea, and the mask of Pugwis floated to the surface. The fishermen pulled the mask from the water and held it. They heard a faint sound. It was a squeak at first, but they listened and listened, and soon the song of Pugwis filled their ears. The song described the great house made of copper on the floor of the sea near Bird Island. It was the home of Lord Gumukwe and all of his retinue of sea monsters and great creatures of the depths. The fishermen were pleased. The weather was fair, the tides were right. They cast their nets and caught many fish. When the fishermen carefully wrapped the mask, they took it home. They kept it hidden until the next great potlatch of their people. There they showed the mask proudly and described how it had come to them as a gift from Pugwis and Gumukwe, the lord of the undersea. For a long time, the people would cherish the mask of Pugwis, for it reminded them of their ancestors' adventure in the beginning of time when men and supernatural spirits talked together. It reminded them why their fishermen were successful and safe upon the sea, and why their village was so wealthy. Through this fateful encounter with Pugwis the merman, the people would feel kin to all things within the sea forever.